And so Vinny's taking a break and I'm taking over the show. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, coming to you from Auckland, New Zealand, where Vinny Eastwood is railing against the system of dominance and oppression. And so am I, using my film Drug Lord as a means to educate the public about the drug wars, the drug war, and to help reform the drug laws that we currently have, make more sensible drug laws. And those of you who are in Auckland, who will be here on the 20th of March, you should make a stop at the Pathway to Reform conference, because some of the foremost experts in the world are coming to Auckland to talk about policy reforms and sensible drug laws that can return the drug problem to the public health sector, because currently it's handled by the criminal justice system, and that's just an appalling misuse of resources. If you have a couple of dollars that you'd like to bounce our way, please go to druglord.com and click on the link to our Kickstarter fundraiser page, which is the green link at the top right-hand corner of druglord.com. That's druglord, L-A-W-E-D, D-R-U-G-L-A-W-E-D.com. And help us finish post-production of this epic documentary. We've been working on this movie for 4 years. We've interviewed about 45 people so far, and we've taken about 25 of those interviews and edited a fantastic movie which covers the drug laws in detail and explains how New Zealand has been wrapped up in this drug war through coercion by the United States government. It's not just the drug war that New Zealand has followed the United States into. There's also the war on terror, which is something else which is equally nebulous. And I'm just going to go off on a little bit of a tangent to talk about that, because recently New Zealand has signed some legislation which allows the GCSB, New Zealand's version of the National Security Agency, to spy on the entire population pretty much at will. I mean, there are certain restrictions, but they are minor restrictions, and all the data that's being gathered is being gathered regardless of whether you like it or not. So they can have a look at that data, and who knows what might cause them to do so. You know, they might run an algorithm through your email and they see the word terrorism mentioned or bomb or something like that, and you might be a journalist who's writing about those issues. You get black flagged, and your freedom of speech is severely curtailed. Your freedom to travel may be curtailed. You might be stopped at an airport in the United States because the GCSB flagged you as somebody who might be a terrorist when you're actually a journalist and you're trying to expose the truth about the war on terror. Now you can't, because you've been silenced through the mechanisms of the war on terror. So it's like a Philip K. Dick nightmare future that we've inherited, all because of an incident back in 2001 where several buildings collapsed mysteriously. And, three buildings collapsed, and one has a strange-shaped round hole in it that doesn't resemble the hole that a Boeing 747 would leave in a building. And I wonder how many people out there. I've got Vinny's come back, and as I said, several buildings, he put up three fingers, because there wasn't just World Trade Centers 1 and 2, there was World Trade Center 7, which a lot of people do not know about, because it was not very widely reported that a third building, which was not struck by any airplanes, fell down all on its own, basically. It had some minor fires burning it, but the fire department had those fires under control when they were pulled out of the building, and the building crimped in the middle and collapsed in about 7 5.5 seconds, a 49-story skyscraper.
Which is equal to free fall speed, which means there was no resistance upon any of the falling debris in a steel-framed skyscraper, and it was the third steel-framed skyscraper in history to go down because of fire. And steel frame building has ever collapsed due to fire before or since 9/11.
Correct. All three on one day. Isn't that odd?